Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Sunday night meeting with the Chargers.
Not really. You know, it's still a lot of season left to play. It don't really mean anything to me right now.
Lamar, obviously with Mark going down, you know, the wide receivers are going to have more on their plate. Just, you know, your chemistry with Odell, with all those guys, really. Can you talk about how that's grown over the course of the season, where you feel like that's at?
I believe our chemistry, well, my chemistry with all the receivers are, you know, coming along well. The longer the season's been going, we just got to keep locking in and practice and keep building more, you know, because – playoffs rolling around, the end of the season rolling around. We just got to keep stepping in the right direction.
It looked like you guys took some shots against the Bengals, some deep shots hit one to Odell. You feel like that's kind of come along? I mean, a number of those were really close to the ones that weren't completed.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just Odell, but all the receivers, you know, because everyone running routes full speed, running great routes, getting separation away from corners, DBs. They're doing a great job. So when we start connecting down the field, sky's the limit for our offense.
What do you expect to see from Isaiah Likely with this bigger opportunity that he's
going to
have?
I see a lot, stepping in the role. You know, Mark just going down this past Thursday. I believe he'll step up and do what he's supposed to do, you know, because he showed a glimpse of it. He always, you know, somewhere open as I'm watching film and stuff like that. So I feel like he'll step up and do the right thing. I see Charlie blocking his tail off. I see him catching the ball, you know, tall tight end, he's catching the ball over guys, basically mossing them. Likely, you know, we built our chemistry last year. You know, his rookie season, he was just balling out of control. But this year here, I believe just from the maturity and them being in the system a year, well, not this system, but like just being in the league a year, I believe those guys know what to do. I mean, I'm in line with the greats, so that's pretty cool. No doubt. I'm cool with that. That's nice.
Lamar, I think, I'm trying to remember the beginning of the season or maybe training camp, did you add any weight or do anything differently to just, you know, deal with absorbing, you know, the clothes that you guys take throughout the course of the season coming into this year?
No, last year I did. That was last year. Yeah, not this season.
And secondly, just your ankle, you're good there?
I believe I'm good. I believe I'm 100%.
I'm just curious, have you, given what you've gone through, you know, since you've been here, have you done anything to maybe guard against injuries or learn things, I guess, or done things maybe differently or anything along those lines?
Not really. I'll say I don't slide, but I get down. I get under hits.
Yeah.
I'll say that, but that's it, I guess.
Is there like an art to, I guess, is there like a, is that like a learned skill, like how to take a hit, I guess?
Just don't get hit. That's it. That's all I know.
Right.
Don't get hit. Yes, sir.
Lamar, like you said after the game, you know, you and Mark, it's like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like is the toughest thing moving on now without him that you're going to have to adjust to without Mark being there?
I'll say, you know, when we got to go off script sometimes. And that's your, I'll say that was my number one guy. When I go off script, me and him are going to have a connection somehow, some way. That's about it, though. You know, we're going to be missing that. And just Mark being him, you know, just doing things to put us in great situations on that field. So we'll be missing that a lot.
Lamar, have you had a chance to talk to Mark and how is his morale about everything that went on?
Yeah, I reached out to him after the game. I pretty much just, you know, pretty much just let him have his time because I know people been reaching out. But I definitely hit him up today.
Lamar, one thing John Harbaugh said yesterday was thinks that you and the offense are better equipped maybe to endure losing Mark this year compared to maybe in years past. Would you agree with that? And if so, why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think we're equipped to lose him at all. You know, that's because of the guy he is. You know, one of our leaders, you know, on offense besides myself. But we got great receivers. You know, we got great backfield, got great tight ends who's stepping up. Just our team, I'll say, just different all around. That's why we're able to, you know, go on without our brother. That's all.
When you talk about being able to go off script with a receiver, are you starting to feel that with, like, Isaiah or an Odell? You know, are you far enough along that that's starting to be there?
Yeah, I believe so. From us watching film together and us talking about it in practice and actually transition over to the game with me and OB, small things like that, small steps in the right direction.
Things changed at all in the red zone? You know, Mark, obviously a big red zone target, had 6 touchdowns. Does anything change without him down there?
Some things might be off script. That's about it with him.
Yeah. Mark, what's it like to see Gus do his thing, speaking of the goal line in the red zone? I mean,
oh, that's great to see. He was out, 2 years ago? He got hurt 2 years ago? And I believe it made him take a step back, but this season, I feel like as we've been going on week by week, he's been scoring a touchdown here, 2 touchdowns there, 3 touchdowns sometimes, you know. He running the ball, like, more efficient. You know, he's getting his legs back under. He doing a great job. He's looking like old Gus the Bus.
Mark, some of your off-platform throws, just, you know, on the move and all that stuff, have just been going viral on social media this year. Is that something that you worked on more this offseason? Does that just come naturally to you? Where's that come from?
I mean, people can't see our practice film, but I believe I've been doing it in practice for years. It's just transitioning over to games, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Do you need, like, superior core strength to make the kind of throw that you're making?
I don't know. But I do work on my core, so that's probably it.
Sure, that's it.
Yeah, that's probably it, Jameson.
You're not going to plug your fitness?
Nah, I'm going to keep that on the low. Appreciate y'all.